In this session, we will explain how to calculate corporation tax once we have arrived at a company's TTP. Companies pay corporation tax for a chargeable accounting period, or CAP. The rules for determining the CAPs of a company were covered in the first chapter. Corporation tax is calculated based on rates of tax set by the Chancellor for each financial year. A financial year for companies runs from the 1st of April to the 31st of March and is denoted by the year in which it begins. For example, the financial year 2010, shortened to FY 2010, runs from the 1st of April 2010 to the 31st of March 2011. The rates of tax applicable in the last two financial years are as per your screen. These are also given in the tax tables accompanying this course. The main rate of corporation tax is currently 28%. Companies with augmented profits in excess of £1.5 million will pay tax at the main rate of 28%. This was also the rate for financial year 2009. The small profits rate for financial year 2010 is 21%. This was also the rate for financial year 2009. Companies with augmented profits up to £300,000 will pay tax at the small profits rate of 21%. Companies with augmented profits between £300,000 and £1.5 million benefit from something called marginal relief. The marginal relief fraction for marginal companies in financial years 2010 and 2009 is 7 over 400. We shall return to this later. Companies pay tax on their taxable total profits, TTP. However, the rate of tax is determined by a company's augmented profits. Diagrammatically, the rates of corporation tax as they apply for financial year 2010 can be shown as per your screen. The important thing to note about calculating corporation tax is that if the augmented profits are within a certain band, the whole of the taxable total profits are taxed at the rate applicable for that band. In this regard, it is a more straightforward computation than that which applies for income tax. For example, if a company has augmented profits of £2 million, it will be a large company and will pay corporation tax on the whole of its TTP at the main rate of 28%. A company with augmented profits of, say, £100,000 will be a small company, and its TTP would be fully charged at the small profits rate of 21%. Companies whose augmented profits are between the limits are known as marginal companies and will receive marginal relief. We will look at marginal relief later. Turning next to augmented profits. The augmented profits are obtained by taking TTP and adding dividends received, grossed up at a rate of 100 over 90. This gross dividend figure is known as franked investment income and is commonly shortened to FII. TTP plus FII gives us the augmented profits. It is this figure which we compare with the limits in the tax tables to determine the rate of tax applicable to the particular company. Remember that dividends received by a UK resident company are not charged to corporation tax. From the 1st of July 2009, this includes foreign dividends. Prior to this date, foreign dividends formed part of TTP and were not therefore part of franked investment income. However, we cannot ignore dividends received, as we must consider them to determine the rate at which the company will pay corporation tax. Furthermore, when establishing the augmented profits figure, we only consider dividends received from non-group companies. We will look at the definition of non-group companies later. By way of illustration, two separate companies, A Limited and B Limited, make up accounts for the 12 months to the 31st of March 2011. Their TTPs for the period are as per your screen. A Limited has TTP of £200,000. B Limited has TTP of £2 million. Both companies receive dividends of £1,800. To compute each company's corporation tax liabilities for the year, the following method should be used. First, we calculate the augmented profits. Next, we consider the limits to determine which rate is to be applied to the TTP. Finally, we apply the corporation tax rate to the TTP. Starting with A Limited. Augmented profits are £202,000. Remember, we gross up dividends received to arrive at FII. With augmented profits of less than £300,000, the company is a small company and pays tax at 21%. The 21% rate is applied to the TTP of £200,000 to give a corporation tax liability of £42,000. Note here we have taxed the TTP. We do not tax the augmented profits, as dividends received are not chargeable to tax. Moving to B Limited. B Limited's augmented profits are over £1.5 million. So it will pay tax at the main rate of 28%. Again, this is applied to the TTP of £2 million to give a tax liability of £560,000. Please attempt the following examples. Check your answers when you are ready to proceed. TTP is £1.4 million. Dividends received are £100,000, which we gross up and add to TTP. This takes augmented profits over £1.5 million, which means that the company will pay tax at the main rate of 28%. The corporation tax liability is therefore the TTP of £1.4 million multiplied by the main rate of 28% to give tax of £392,000. TTP is £280,000. Dividends received are £16,200, which we gross up and add to TTP. Augmented profits are £298,000. The company is therefore a small company and will pay tax at 21%. The corporation tax liability is therefore the TTP of £280,000 multiplied by 21% to give tax of £58,800. That concludes this first session on how to calculate the corporation tax liability.